The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Okay, so what is it about going to space which seems so attractive to multi-billionaires? We'll have Jeff Bezos, recently retired as chief executive of Amazon, heading into space with his brother sometime next week. Elon Musk, of course, has been very involved with his own company in looking to go into space, space tourism and other ventures. And Richard Branson has already done it. Although I wonder, a lot of people wonder just how rich he really is. Leo Enright, the space journalist, is with us. What is it? What is the fascination that all these men have with going into space? And what good does it do everyone else if this is how they spend their money?
Well, Matt, certainly, I mean, this is a unique situation. We have certainly two of the three, probably the third. I can't remember what Musk has said on the record, but the other two have said on the record that they were inspired from their childhood by watching the Apollo program. So we're seeing the children of Apollo becoming fabulously rich. And for the first time in human history, to be fair to him, Richard Branson has flown to space in a vehicle that he paid and built.
When you say flown into space, is it near space or is it into actual space?
Yeah, this is semantics in a way, Matt, because there's no comparison, obviously, between Branson going 80 kilometers into the sky and the space station that is circling hundreds of kilometers above the Earth. So this is a joyride in those terms. It's a bit like, if orbital space is the high seas, then Branson jumped into a dinghy in Dunleary Harbor. So this is not pushing an envelope. But the development of the business model is extremely interesting. This has been a remarkable success for Branson in business terms, because even though he hasn't flown a single commercial passenger, he's been able to use the financial strength of this company to support his other enterprises.
But isn't Virgin Galactic something that just involves an enormous spending of money? What sort of return does he get? And the same with Bezos with Blue Origin or Elon Musk with SpaceX. Is this not vanity spending or is it actually a legitimate commercial investment?
Well, actually, there's another story here in the background, which I don't think got mentioned once in coverage that I saw yesterday. And that is that Branson has another company. Another spaceship company. And it's really interesting that the first people to congratulate him yesterday on this little jaunt to the edge of space were the US military. He's already got a company that launches small satellites into orbit. And that is potentially where he's going to make his money. The military are very interested in being able to put a small satellite into orbit in much the same way that Branson was launched yesterday.
It could be argued that space travel has brought us all the satellite technology that we have now, which is so useful for communications, with mobile phones, internet and all the rest of it. But the vast sums of money that go into space exploration, do they actually provide a useful return for humanity here on Earth?
Well, Matt, there are many complex answers to that question, but I'll give you one example. The Indian government, much criticized for some of their ambition in space, the Indian nation spent money on a weather satellite, millions of dollars on a weather satellite. A huge tropical storm was heading towards the Indian subcontinent. And that satellite spotted it in time for them to evacuate millions of people from the coastal areas of southern India. That is just one satellite and one incident where tens of thousands of lives were saved by a single satellite.
Okay, one final thing, Leo Enright. Both Bezos and Musk have spoken about humans living in space as having other alternative options, be it on Mars or be it on gigantic satellite planets that they plan to build when Earth runs out of resources. Is that just sort of marketing nonsense to sort of justify their expenditure? Or do they actually really believe in that type of thing?
Well, there's a long history of people dreaming of building cities in space. This is going to happen. We already have the International Space Station, which is the size of Croke Park. And this thing is traveling hundreds of kilometers out in space at 12 kilometers a second. So we're already building these things. And one of the great benefits of all this experience is that future generations will use what they've learned building the International Space Station to build vast solar energy satellites in orbit around the Earth to supply constant, free and safe energy to the planet.
Thank you very much, Leo Enright, for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.